This month is, in fact, Stress Awareness Month, and throughout April, events are being held to raise awareness and give people support with stress and mental well-being. And as part of that, Shout Liverpool is a mental health film and arts festival, which is going to help others and family members and mates who are supporting this festival. It's taking place at the Blue Coat in Liverpool later this week, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by festival director Kerry Fitzgerald and playwright Maria McAteer. Kerry, let's just start with you first of all. Tell us about Shout Liverpool and how it all came about.
Well, Shout Liverpool, actually, Shout Celebration is the overarching organisation. So this will be our third year, and the third year in London, and we decided we wanted to take it out to other cities. So Liverpool is our first city, which is brilliant, outside of London. So we put the word out a couple of months ago for submissions for some artists and acts for the festival. It's a two-day event, and it's packed with exciting content celebrating the artistic achievement of people with lived experience of mental health. And we explore the relationship between creativity and the mind. It's a celebration. It's not depressing at all. And we have wonderful art from local artists, Katie Evans and Emily Slade. We've got music videos on various mental health issues, some starring Michelle Collins and Nigel Planner. We have films, live music performances, and dance performances. It's 2 days of just packed with exciting acts. It's free to attend for over 18s, and the tickets need to be booked from our website, which is www.shoutliverpool.org. Not many things are free these days, so you know it's really exciting. So we're looking forward to coming to Liverpool. It's from 1 to 6, by the way.
Wonderful, Kerry. I'm going to bring Maria in, and we'll come back to you in a moment, because I wanted to get more details about the Guinness Girl that will feature in the festival. Tell us about that, if you wouldn't mind, and welcome to the afternoon show.
Hi, Helen. Yes, well, the Guinness Girl is a play that I wrote, and it was on in London a few years ago, and it's about my experience growing up as a mixed heritage girl in Newcastle-upon-Tyne in the 1970s, which was quite a tricky time to be Irish, after a spate of kind of IRA bombings and so forth, and also obviously being a child of colour was quite difficult as well, as it sort of hit the jackpot for a few people. So it's a story about my childhood, a year of my childhood, and it's about how Irish dancing actually saved my life, really. I didn't know at the time, because there was no diagnosis for this disease. In fact, it was only at the Shout Festival that I actually met a musician called Sasha who had the same problem, mental health problem. It's called depersonalization. Derealization disorder, DDD it's called. Now, back in the 70s, it didn't have a title. All I knew was that I was flying out of my body and looking down on myself at regular intervals. And obviously, it was really frightening. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't sleep at night because I would just rise out of my body and be looking down on myself. And this is a disorder caused by severe stress, which is quite kind of appropriate with we have to be aware of these things that children are going through. I mean, I was under a lot of stress because of the environment we were living in at the time, because I was so different. My mum was so different. So we had a lot of difficulties, which we just kind of swallowed and got on with. But then there's a certain point, I think, where there's a certain amount of stress that you can kind of brush under the carpet. Then when I was about 11, it just all popped with this DDD. But it was actually Irish dancing that saved me, because I put on my hard shoes and danced really hard and grounded myself and ended up becoming the first Black World Irish champion Irish dancer. So, you know, there's good to be had, but a lot of heartache and a lot of added stress and pain wouldn't have been there if you know, people had known about this disorder back then. But obviously, like I say, the Irish dancing helped. So this is a play. I'm doing a couple of scenes from The Guinness Girl at the festival. It is actually being made into a film. Screen Ireland are on board and Kerry's involved. So I'm very excited about that. Hopefully we'll start filming next year. But I'm doing a couple of scenes from the actual play on the Shout Festival. I'm very, very honoured to do so.
It's wonderful, and it's great that you can share this afternoon with us on BBC Radio Merseyside as well, Maria. Kerry, back to you. What sorts of shows can people see, and what mental health issues, besides what Maria was updating then, can you enlighten us this afternoon about what you would tip off for us to see as part of the festival?
Yes. Well, the festival, as I say, runs Thursday and Friday of this week, 1 to 6 at the Blue Coats. We kick it off with a really wonderful film, OCD and Me, which clearly is about OCD. And I think we go straight into Maria's performance from The Guinness Girl. And then we have a real fantastic mixture of music videos, live music, and performances. We have some dance, and actually on day two, on Friday, we have some incredible, and these are local, these are guys from Liverpool. We have Shred COC, who's and Tommy Dunn and Paul Hitchmouth from there, and Ronald Amans, who are all incredible people living with dementia and celebrating it and having a very good quality of life and promoting and really inspiring people about living with dementia and being able to, I mean, it's just a part of their lives. So we have discussions on everything. We have two free workshops as well going on. We have one on meditation and one on yoga. But we have everyone talking about all kinds of mental health. We're doing a big section on eating disorders because, eating disorders affect men as well as women. And I was really surprised to hear how young some girls are that actually suffer from eating disorders. We have Maria as well, our patron. We also have Michelle Collins is another patron, and she is the patron of an eating disorder charity, who are coming along to do some talks and a really interesting film on that subject. We're doing a lot on male mental health. We have a music video called Talking Out by an incredible guy called Neil Avery, and it stars Nigel Plummer. And we have a lot of advocates from all different areas of mental health that are coming along to talk. It's really informal. The Q&As are really informal, but the real, you know, story, the real, you know, gist of it is, it's a celebration, it's a conversation, it's talking about mental health, it's, you know, busting the stigma that it's something you don't talk about. So that's really what Shout's all about.
It sounds wonderful. And for the whole duration, it is about signposting and really supporting those that come and see the shows. And Maria, I just wanted to get from you, what do you want your audience to take away from your performance?
I want them to enjoy it and smile and laugh while getting some information about what it feels like to have an attack of DDD. I think I would like to feel that if there's anybody else in the audience who might be experiencing this, I definitely thought I was alone with it. They actually go, oh my gosh, I felt like that, you know, I understand. So it's just opening conversations. And obviously we want to entertain and make people laugh and smile and enjoy as well.
Wonderful. Girls, give me the details of how we can find out who is on when and for information to take part in the Shout Liverpool Festival. Maria, I'll ask you to do that for us.
Right, OK, maybe Kerry's better to ask.
OK.
It's on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, isn't it?
Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
If you go to the website, www.shoutliverpool.org, you can book your tickets. The whole program's on there. But I would suggest that you, as it's free, it's obviously very popular, so book your tickets as soon as possible. And we look forward to seeing you all there and just having a really good time celebrating celebrating mental health.
Thank you so much. Going to leave it there, but many, many thanks for being with us. That is Festival Director Carrie Fitzgerald and Maria McAteer, writer of The Guinness Girl. All details, check it out on social media as well.